There you go, 6:37. Now, you got a little story there, Chase, about BISD is offering
incentives.
Kind of an exit policy, if you will. And there are any number of school districts that are doing the exact same thing, or in some cases just laying folks off.
Well, and obviously this is a preemptive move to keep possibly from having to do that.
Sure. So, this one hits kind of close to home as the story comes out of Austin this morning about how budget cuts could, in fact, hurt retired teachers' health insurance. Now, we've got two funds.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the teacher retirement fund over here, and then you've got the health care fund over here. There's a $107 billion pension fund that ought to be able to take care of any kind of surge in new retirees that we have. They project that they're covered for the next 60 years on that part of it. But
Well, my mom just quit caring. So.
Yeah, exactly. But as school districts are amping up their talk about layoffs or what Brian has made public, there is a sense that the number of teachers who choose to retire could increase by perhaps 10,000 more or up to 15,000 in a typical year. So that brings up, so now you got a little spike there. So what happens is if the spike in retirement occurs, then the health fund portion of this deal is going to run out of money in 2013. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, which could lead to an increase in health insurance premiums for retirees that they are projecting right now at a 20% to 30% increase. And of course, healthcare costs are always going down, so
I'm sure
that 20% to 30% is just dead on. Retirees already pay an average monthly premium of someplace between $500 and $600.
Oh my gosh.
Now the current law requires that the state contribute 1% of school payroll to the retiree health care fund. But the proposed state budget is going to cut that in half. So obviously, the rates paid by active teachers in school districts aren't going to change, but for the retirees, it could go up. And again, could run out of money. So that's, I'm not going to say an unintended consequence, maybe not on the surface a foreseen consequence of what could happen if, in fact, we have this glom of teachers that decides that they'll take early retirement, is that 2 years down the road, there could be some funding problems. Again, not on the retirement side, but on the health care side for those teachers. So we'll watch for that. Remember the story we had yesterday about how State Senator Steve Ogden had proposed a constitutional amendment that would include textbooks being funded for students in private schools?
Yes.
Well, now he's kind of explained that a little bit, and he's explained it a little bit, and we'll certainly talk to him about it tomorrow. But he said, quoting in the Austin American Statesman this morning, "I think it's a matter of fairness. Our Constitution lays out a requirement that we provide a free public education for our citizens, and many parents in the state, for whatever reason, elect not to use the public system. But that doesn't mean that I don't think the permanent school fund and the monies that we appropriate for textbooks is not for them." And he brings up a very interesting point, and that is that there are children of undocumented immigrants in our public schools who are getting books that are paid for by the public. Quoting again, Steve says, "At the end of the day, you've got this great irony in Texas where you've got thousands of foreign national illegal immigrant students who are getting free textbooks, but if you're a Texan but don't happen to go to public school, too bad." He said, "I think education in our state should be more about the kids and less about the institutions." By the way, he defines private schools also as homeschoolers. So we'll see how that works, because first of all, we're not even sure that Texas is going to have enough money for textbooks for kids in public school. And now he wants to add the private school kiddos to that and homeschoolers as well.
I see where he's coming from, because the argument there is that those who don't pay taxes are still getting free education, whereas those who do pay taxes aren't participating in the option for free education. Now, you could argue, okay, but it is an option. So, again, I see both sides.
And, that's just one of a list of things that people who don't pay taxes receive, if you get my drift. Been to an ER lately?
I didn't say that, did I? I didn't mean to say that.
No, most people avoid the ER like the plague.
Well, that's also true for that very reason.
Unless they have an emergency. And even then, you better be, you know, hemorrhaging.
Something like that, yeah. Well, let's see here. Scorecard for senators. We got another senator who's hitting the silks.
Really?
This will be Daniel Akaka.
From Hawaii? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not going to play anymore.
I remember him in Lion King.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That song.
Uh-huh. You'll Be in My Heart. Is that what that was?
I remember. Yeah, a little kid singing.
Anyway, this means seven senators have now announced their retirements. Four Dems, two Republicans, and an Independent.
Boy, Washington's just not a fun place to be, I guess.
Well, it's kind of like when they started limiting the scholarships for football teams. They went, this isn't as much fun as it used to be. I think I'll leave.
No, you're right.
People are starting to pay attention. See, you hate when the public starts paying attention.
Yeah. Move along, nothing to see here. I think there is something to see.
There really is. So we got Connecticut, where the Democrats probably are going to keep that seat. We got Texas, where, of course, we already have a senator designate. In Arizona, John Kyle is leaving, and that seat will probably be a Republican. New Mexico is a Democrat seat, but they say it's going to be tough to hold on to. Virginia, that's a Democrat, will probably stay that way. And North Dakota probably will stay Republican. So those are some seats that are out there and available. But, yeah, you'd think it was fun, but apparently it's not.
See
how that works.
And I heard yesterday that, I don't know what you had gotten yesterday, but Nudie Poot, his announcement is actually going to be just the announcement that of an exploratory committee.
Yeah.
Not that he's going to run.
He was in Houston last night.
Yeah, that's what they said yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's not actually walking out onto the plank yet.
Well, and for what it's worth, Fox has asked him to go away for a while.
Uh-huh.
And Rick Santorum as well.
Right.
They've both been suspended.
Right, until they make up their minds, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, and Gingrich obviously has plenty of sources of money. He's got lots of, there are PACs out there and organizations that he's started. So, I mean, he's not hurting for any money himself. But there probably are some legal entanglements involved in those associations if he announces for president. So he probably has attorneys looking through all the things that he needs to extricate himself from before he makes that announcement. What's interesting is, okay, so Gingrich and Santorum are suspended by Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee and Sarah Palin? Do we not talk about them? I mean, are they not kind of digging their shoes into the carpet just a little bit?
You're right. Because at what point, you know, if you're suspending these guys who haven't officially announced it, you know, what makes up being a candidate?
Right. Where do you cross the line to actually become somebody that they need to be paying attention to? But anyway, of course, they make money off of them. Maybe that has something to do. It couldn't be about money, could it? Of course, I don't know. I don't know if you boys have seen that Mike Huckabee show or not. But
I've seen it a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
President is meeting today.
He plays the guitar at the end.
Yes,
you know.
He does. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Be sure and watch. I'm going to be playing the bass at the end of the show. All right. President Barack
Hussein
Obama. Meeting today with President Felipe Calderon. How's that going to go?
Mm.
Wonder what they're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
They having a state dinner? What are they eating? Who's bringing the chips? I didn't say that.
Could have been potato chips.
It's true. Uh-huh. It could be. Anyway, we'll see what happens. One of the things they probably better talk about is putting sidearms back in the hands of U.S. agents because, the immigration officer was killed. And they have not been, I didn't know this until I read it this morning, they've been barred from carrying weapons since 1990. So
in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, that needs to end.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they'll be talking about that a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe they could talk about spring break, you know, how things are going to go down there.
Party.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah. He's going to be in there asking for special inducements. We'll put a party bus together. We'll get federales to go ahead and escort it in. It'll be just fine and shouldn't be
so,
any problem.
Mr. President Obama, why are you telling all your teenagers not to come to Mexico?
Yeah.
Boy, trying to ruin our economy.
Tried to do that in Vegas and got some people upset. Yeah. But yes, we are. So we're just trying to actually protect our citizenry, as a matter of fact.
We've got Velvet Elvises to sell.
Well, he can say that about Mexico. He can't say that about Vegas because, you know, at least Mexican citizens can't vote yet. So.
Residents from Mexico?
Yeah, that too.
Earlier this week, we had the story from the Government Accounting Office about duplication of services, and that's gotten a little story. Now there's another report from the GAO. Once again, they spend a lot of money to tell us where we waste money and nobody pays any attention. They're putting the spotlight now on Medicare fraud. This estimate is about 10% of all Medicare payments are fraudulent.
1%?
No.
Or otherwise improper. 10%.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that there's Medicaid fraud.
I know. $48 billion. Yeah, $48 billion in Medicare fraud. And yeah, you're right. Then there's Medicaid after that. But don't forget, you can get that scooter for nothing.